In this bulletin, Victoria and Western Australia are set to reopen restaurants, bars and pubs. Trade tensions escalate between China and Australia, with Trade Minister Simon Birmingham revealing his counterpart in China won't return his calls. And the winner of Australia's Eurovision 2020 announced. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria's government has outlined a timeline for easing coronavirus lockdown restrictions, with plans to reopen restaurants, bars and pubs from next month. From the 1st of June, pubs, cafes and restaurants will be open to 20 diners, and by mid-July, venues could serve up to 100 patrons. Premier Daniel Andrews says the government will be working with the hospitality industry to ensure a long and extensive set of rules are followed.
In terms of social distancing, 1.5 metre spacing, cleaning, a screening of staff to make sure that they don't have any symptoms, all of those protocols are being worked through with industry. All of those protocols, those rules, are critically important.
West Australian Premier Mark McGowan has urged residents to support bars and restaurants as they reopen for dine-in services from Monday. Venues will be able to accommodate up to 20 people from tomorrow. He says the community's compliance with social distancing has resulted in no new cases overnight.
From tomorrow, one of the best things we can do is support each other through this pandemic and return to our favourite local cafe or restaurant and resume our sport and recreation as well and help get businesses back to work and back into operations.
Queensland's Premier has ruled out easing border restrictions after New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian called for borders to be open as soon as possible. Anastasia Palaszczuk says the issue will be reviewed at the end of the month, but for now the borders must remain closed while there is active community transmission in New South Wales and Victoria.
It would be absolutely negligent of me to lift those restrictions with that community transmission happening down in New South Wales and Victoria.
Queensland recorded no new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, including at the Rockhampton nursing home where a nurse tested positive a few days ago. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has dismissed allegations that Australia's push for a global probe into China's handling of COVID-19 led to trade tensions between the two nations. China has banned beef imports from four Australian abattoirs and is threatening to place a large tariff on barley imports after an anti-dumping investigation. Mr. Birmingham has told ABC insiders the issue is a long-standing one which relates to regulatory matters. The minister says he's tried to speak to his Chinese counterpart, but he has so far received no response.
We've made a request for me to be able to have discussions with my Chinese counterpart. Now, that request has not been met, with a call being accommodated at this stage. I'd make the point, David, that the Australian government is always open for thoughtful and engaging dialogue with our international partners, including where we may disagree, and it is ultimately up to them as to whether or not they decide to reciprocate in kind.
Eurovision fans in Australia have voted for their top Eurovision act. Icelandic band Dardiol Gagnamagnus was crowned the winner of a three-hour SBS event, Eurovision 2020 Big Night In. The broadcast was set up after this year's competition was cancelled due to the coronavirus. The band's synth-pop song, Think About Things, was voted Australia's favourite track.
Baby!
Russia took second place, with Lithuania in third. Under the official Eurovision rules, Australians couldn't vote for Montaigne. And you can catch Montaigne's performance and more tonight at 8:30 when SBS airs Eurovision Europe Shines a Light to end an epic week of Eurovision programming. And a sport, rugby league gladiator Arthur James Summons has died at the age of 84. The former Kangaroos captain and coach is immortalised in the iconic photo with rival Norm Provin that is depicted in the NRL Premiership trophy. Summons, who underwent major surgery in 2018 to remove cancer from his mouth, died on Saturday night. He was undefeated in five tests as Kangaroos skipper and coached the country to their first Ashes win on Great Britain soil while injured in 1963. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 19, Adelaide mostly sunny 22, Melbourne sunny 19, Hobart partly cloudy 17, Canberra morning fog 17, Wollongong partly cloudy 20, Sydney similar conditions 21, Newcastle shower 2-21, Brisbane showers 24, showers also for Cairns 28, and Darwin mostly sunny 34. This is SBS News.